Is Sammy Hill on the track walker down in Geelong today, and the man who's going to find us all the winners at Geelong, hopefully, is Mark Hunter. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Jason.
What are the confidence levels like, mate?
Look, it's not the most exciting meeting I've got my teeth into, to be fair. I hope we've sorted them out for you, but I have approached meetings with more confidence.
All right, we approach cautiously here. The first race in the program is at 1:30. It's an 1,118-metre maiden for the two-year-old fillies. And your fixed odds favourite here, well, this is the one that they're all going to have their eyes on, Angel. It's a sister, of course, to the multiple Group 1 winner, Miracles of Life, worth $1.2 million. So you'd want to be turning up to a Geelong maiden in early January and getting the job done. It's your $2.25 fixed odds favourite. Riverina Dancer is $3.30, $5.50 for Zagami, $9.50 for numbers 4 and 6. Also, Dakohi and Ranger Susie. Now, doesn't matter how much you cost, it doesn't give you ability. Does this horse have enough ability to win on debut today?
Well, I haven't seen the bottom one, and apart from that, it's not a very strong two-year-old race. Having said that, the trials haven't been too awesome. It's been trialling up with a horse called Love Lucille. Now, we saw Love Lucille go to Sandown and was pretty weak there recently. Angel, look, it should get away with the race. It hasn't shown great ability, but I think it should get away with what looks a pretty moderate two-year-old race. To beat number 4, Deoki, or Deokai, who's Alat and Zara, they've got numbers 3 and 4. They've trialled pretty similarly. This one will get back a little bit and be strong late. Number 7, Riverina Dancer, was okay on debut at Bendigo, was well held. And 3, Dharma Sun, another one from the Alat and Zara team that showed a bit more pace and trialled okay also. Not a great race, 1, 4, 7, and 3.
1, 4, 7, and 3. It sounds like it's grim signs if Angel can't get the job done today. Looks like a very, very moderate two-year-old filly's maiden there to kick off the program. Race 2 on the card is another maiden, this time for horses 3 years and older, over 2,224 metres. No scratchings here. Fixed odds popular elect with a tab is Crafty Lion at $2.15. $3.80, Eyes Are Blue, $4.20 for Unresolved, double figures the rest. Some quality stables are engaged here, but I'm not sure too many quality horses. What did you make of this one, Mark?
I think you've summed that up pretty well, Jay. So, look, the winner's got to come from those ones in the betting. I'll put number 3, Eyes Are Blue, on top. It's got the blinkers going on for the first time. It has shown some ability in races. Last time, maybe didn't get the clearest passage up the inside. You wouldn't put your life savings on, but it's the one to beat. To beat number 7, Unresolved, it got back to last. It ran on okay first up. It will be fitter. I don't mind the jump in distance. Number 2, Crafty Lion, is a really, really slow one pacer. It battled away okay last time. They're the chances. Then out to number 1, Breakneck Bandit, who fought on okay last time. 3, 7, 2, then 1.
3, 7, 2, and 1, but it doesn't sound like we're launching in either of the first two races on the program at Geelong today. Third event on the card comes up at 2:30. It's over 1,720 metres. It's another maiden set weights affair, and once again, we have no scratchings. Akamon was kept pretty safe on its Australian debut and did a fair job despite being well behind the winner. It's your fixed odds popular elect with a tab at $2.40 at the moment. Champagne in Paris is a dual place getter from only 4 outings. It's on the second line of betting at $3.20. $4.40 for White with 1. I usually have White with about 3. $9.50 for Homodos number 4. What are we doing the third, Mark?
I think it'll win the topping, number 1, Akamon. Its debut in New Zealand was good. It sort of was a bit flat-footed but hit the line nicely. Was a long time off the scene, turned up at Sandown. A leader-dominated race where they just set up the front, they kicked. Akamon battled on well enough to run fourth without being a flashing run. It battled on well enough. It should be fitter. The distance should suit. The stable's going well. It should get a lovely run from the draw, and it's a very weak race. To beat number 9, White with 1, who got back. It plotted home okay for fourth. It's a chance in a race like this. Number 6, Champagne in Paris. Terrible 2 starts ago, then much better last time. Has got a winning hope. And out to number 4, Homodos, who was well behind Akamon in that Sandown race, but the race falls right away. It's next best, place only for it. 1, 9, 6, and 4.
1, 9, 6, and 4. Akamon, as we mentioned, who was kept safe on its Aussie debut. Much easier assignment today and hopefully gets the job done in the third. Race 4 on the program is over 1,318 metres. It's another maiden set weights affair. And once again, despite the big field, in fact, we have got a couple of scratchings. 1 and 8 both come out. It's a very compressed fixed odds market. 3 equal favourites at $5.50. Evolutionist is knocking on the door. 4th and 3rd at 2 runs back so far this preparation. Le Beau Etoile is also at $5.50. And Loxwood, who would be one for the SP profiles, has been beaten at short odds in its last couple, or it's only couple, at $5.50. Then you're out to $6 each of 2, Bear Witness and Starlike. $7 necessary. American Summer $9.50. Doesn't get a lot easier here, Mark.
No, this is the best race of the day. There's quite a few horses who certainly will go on to win races here. I'm having a little stab in the dark with number 11, Bear Witness, who trialled 43 weeks ago and trialled really well. It could have won the trial. There were some handy horses in that race. I haven't seen it since. I'm just banking on it coming back in good order. If that's the case, it can run very well here. To beat number 6, Loxwood, who battled away okay first up. That's been a pretty ordinary form race, but should be fitter for that run. Number 4, La Boa Twal, got back in the pack, was never likely at the Valley, gets the blinkers on here. And 7, Modernistic, who was back inside and made good ground late, should appreciate the trip. Good race and quite a few chances. I'll go 11, 6, 4 and 7.
11, 6, 4 and 7 in a race to watch for the future. The fourth in the program at Geelong. The first leg of the quaddy is race 5. It's a benchmark 58 affair over 1,518 metres. The only scratching here is the toppy number 1, Speed Stinger, comes out, leaving Miss Adequate as a fairly dominant fixed odds favourite here. Of course, it was scratched yesterday and saved for this assignment at $2.40. $4.20 for Uninterrupted, who was third to We Take Manhattan, who ran a good race, just missed out yesterday at Sandown, as a matter of fact. $5.50 for La Belle Jude. We've got $6 for Call to Justice. Smart Stiletto at $8. Looks to be good speed here, Mark.
Yeah, with a horse like Franklin and Della Storm in the race, they should run along. And I think, look, number 2, Miss Adequate, has to be the one to beat. It should go forward. It should park just off the speed, get a beautiful run. It's no star, but it's very well suited in benchmark 58. Fought on well enough at the Valley. And it's going to look the winner, and I think it can hold them off. To beat number 8, Smart Stiletto. Always shown ability, this horse. It's come back from a spell in good order. Was given a terrific ride at Werribee to win. Bit harder here from the gate, but got a hope. Number 6, La Belle Jude. It was just back and wide and set a big task first up. And I threw number 5, Franklin, in. It's a big winner of a recent trial. It's better suited over more ground, but with Chris Caserta rolling along at the top, it just might take running down. I think 2's clearly the one to beat. 2, 8, 6 and 5.
All right, good confidence there about the favourite. 2, 8, 6 and 5. Miss Adequate on top in the first leg of the quaddy. Second leg of the quad is race 6 in the program. The Batman MGMT Ballerine Cup, a benchmark 70 affair over 1,720 metres. No scratchings here. Potentate is your fixed odds market leader with a tab at $4 even. Yulong Sheng Long, who's been in good form. 2 wins from its past 3 starts and a narrow miss in between those at $4.20. $4.80 for Paramus Boy. Mr. Churchill's been kept safe of recent times, and the betting is at $5. Same price, Riverina Explorer. And there's even one more in single figures, Sassoon at $7.50. What do we do here, Mark?
Oh, I think the bottom one's the only one that can't win here. I'll go number 7, Riverina Explorer, who the run 2 starts ago at the Valley, I think, would win. It was a closing fourth behind the likes of Rosebery Street in last week. Then went to Sandown. Was just given no hope at all. It took off 4 and 5 wide mid-race. It had to drop out, and it did. It's got gate 1 here, Regan Bayless. It'll get a much better run. If it can just bounce back to that form from 2 starts ago, it can get the money. To beat number 1, Mr. Churchill, just had absolutely no luck this time in. Got shuffled out of the race again last start. Just has to run the distance. That's your query. Number 4, Yulong Sheng Long, given a perfect ride last time, is in winning form. And 6, Potentate, who led and was too tough to win a maiden. It's a harder race that should certainly be fitter for those runs. 7, 1, 4 and 6.
7, 1, 4 and 6 in race 6 in the program. The penultimate affair at Geelong today is race 7. It's a benchmark 58 race over 1,118 metres. No scratchings here, big field. And one of the more interesting races of the day, I would have thought. Smug Satisfaction heads the market with the tab at $3.60. Where's the Panda was heavily supported when fixed odds markets opened. $8.50 now all the way down into $4.40. Not a lot of action in the last sort of few hours, but certainly when the markets were open, they launched into it. Gracie Lulu is at $5. Zoot Suit Ride, who is back to something like its best form last start, at $6.09.50 for Astro Miss. Which way are you leading here, mate?
Oh, look, it's a tough race again, Jace. I'll go 11, Smug Satisfaction. I think just with Mark Zara going on here, just got too far back at Yarra Valley and couldn't run down the leaders who skipped away. This is about as far as it wants, and it has got a little bit of a tricky gate. So we do need things to go right. If that happens, it's going to be right in the finish. To beat number 3, Zoot Suit Ride, who's ready to win. It's going to get a long, long way back. I'm not sure it's an apprentice's horse, but it'll be charging late. 2, Uncanny Effort. It's the one that's well graded. If ever it could find its best form, it would win this race. It's had a couple of jump outs recently. They've been okay without raving. And then 4, Gracie Lulu, who bombed the start last time and then had no luck. That was a weak race, but with a clean getaway, it's got a winning chance. Not much between them again. 11, 3, 2 and 4.
I think we'll be playing relatively wide in the quaddy there. 11, 3, 2 and 4 in the seventh race in the program. And the final race in the card at Geelong today is the Elephant and Castle Hotel. Spent a bit of time there. Benchmark 64, a fair over 1,318 metres. 3 and 9 both come out. Simply Invincible, who worked a little bit in much better company first up from a break and then just hit the wall late as your fixed odds market leader at $3.50 with the tab. $5 for Manhattan Spirit. The Cheetah is at the same quote, $5 and $7 each of two. Spirit or Lager and Shiroz, who's only had one start for an impressive victory. What do we do to get out, Mark?
Oh, I think we bet 2 and 6 here. I think number 2, Simply Invincible. You hit the nail on the head there. It just did way too much work first up. It got driven mad by a pest. It knocked up in the straight. It'll be fitter for that run. It's a massive class drop. It'll get a beautiful run up on the speed without too much pressure, and it's the one to beat. I think the value is number 6, Spirit or Lager, who sat wide, had no luck last time. That form's worked out well. It should be ready to fire now. And then down to the bottom 2, number 11, Manhattan Spirit. Ran on well last time. That was a weak race. And 12, the Cheetah, who led and knocked up at Werribee. It'll go forward, get a nice run. It's got some winning chance. But 2 and 6 for me, 2, 6, 11, and 12.
2 and 6 primarily is the betting options, 2, 6, 11, and 12 in the final event. It does look a tough program at Geelong today, but we still need a best, a value, a quarter in the play of the day, mate.
Yeah, my best, I'll go race 3, number 1, Ackermon. My value, race 8, number 6, Spirit or Lager. My quaddy will take a chance in the first leg. We'll go number 2, 1 out, Miss Adequate, into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 11, and we'll come home with 2 and 6. And the play of the day, playing trifectas and first fours in the last, with numbers 2, 6, 11, and 12.
We'll try and be as disciplined as we can, mate, but hopefully we end up on the right side of the ledger.